This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Everybody, Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We're talking about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors like we do every Saturday morning at this time from 5 to 7 a.m. right here on WCBM 680, 680 on your AM radio dial, and we welcome you to be with us this morning. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680 for those of you who are alphabetically challenged. For those of you who are outside the regular Baltimore dialing area, there is a toll-free number, which is 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680. My email, if you'd like to reach me during the show, is Ellis, my last name, E-L-L-I-S, at Ellis, ellisoutdoors.com. Yep, hold on. There we go. Kinda. Goodness gracious. I always like to start out with, a little frog in the throat. That always helps. So anyway, here we are. What a week. Long week. A lot of work, a lot of stress. Been wrapping up the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine this week, getting it to the printers, which has been a challenge, but we're getting there. We probably will go to press today or tomorrow, more than likely tomorrow. Who knows when it'll be printed? That's up to the decision of the actual printing company, but I suspect we'll have it back by midweek and be able to get that out on the street to you. So Maryland loves crabs. We do love our crabs here in Maryland, and coming up in the next hour will be Brenda Davis. Brenda's with us here from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. We're going to talk about the blue crab here in Maryland, find out a little more than a lot of us know, and see what's going on with the crabs. But leading up to that, let's talk a little bit about crabs today. They are delicious, of course. But let's talk about what your opinions, your thoughts are on crabs and crabbing, if you like. Or we'll talk about anything you want to. We can talk about fishing. We can talk about hunting. The new rule books come out, and I think you can now get your hunting license for the 2015-2016 season. So why not discuss that this morning, too, if you'd like. So that's where we're going to start. I don't really have anything in particular to share with you this morning. I'm trying to think if there's anything out there. I heard, like we all did on the news, about this young monster that gunned down the 9 innocent people in the church in South Carolina, and that it was, the president has called for tougher gun laws and tougher, loopholes in background checks, and all the stuff. Going to use another. Madman among us to try and punish all of us by. I quite frankly think that the entire intent of the government is to try and seize all the guns that they possibly can. That's what I think personally, to disarm the citizenry of the United States. But that being said, that's not the case at the moment. But every time there's a tragic shooting somewhere, this administration comes out and blames easy access to guns. I don't know if you heard the whole story or not, but this guy applied for a gun, and he bought the gun in North Carolina, if I remember right. Maybe not. Maybe South Carolina. Doesn't matter. He applied to buy the gun, and they filled out the National Instant Check System, the NICS form, the 4473 form. Called it into to the FBI. The FBI said, we're going to put a delay on this guy. We see he's been arrested recently, so we need to do a further background check. 2 days after they got the application, an agent in Charleston, West Virginia, began to try and check on this guy, Dylan Roof, and learned that he bought this the gun. She wasn't sure which police department had jurisdiction in the area where he bought the gun. So she sent a form to, or she sent a request to one of the police departments or both, and one of the police departments didn't respond right away. Well, wherever he bought that gun, whatever state, North or South Carolina, right there on the border, has this 3-day waiting period, apparently, for a firearm when your national instant check system is put on delay after 3 days. If you have not received a denied classification, then you can go and pick the gun up at the dealer. And that 3 days expired. On the fourth day, Dylan Roof went to the dealer and picked up his gun, which was perfectly legal. So now it's easy access to guns, you see, from the government. Oh, yes, it's easy access to guns. And it was the government agent and the police departments who actually failed in this particular incident. So, tragedy that it was. This guy should have never had a gun. How did the dealer know that? How did, you know, the dealer know that? But the red flag should have gone up immediately when the agency saw that he had recently been arrested on a drug charge. But you see, unless you're convicted of a felony, you're not restricted from owning a firearm. So that's what they were trying to do, was try and find out if this kid had a conviction or what the deal was. So, just saying. But every opportunity will be used to try and affect the rights and privileges of those who believe in the Second Amendment and those of us who own firearms. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Fishing and crabbing out on the bay has been pretty successful. The rockfish continue to bite despite all the weather. I see boats out there gathered, and when I cross the Bay Bridge, which I've done several times this week, our designer is on the Eastern Shore, and I'm antiquated in the way I do my layouts for the magazine, so we frequently have to meet and hand off layout sheets and text and things like that. So text files and things like that. So that's, you know. But I've always enjoyed that drive across the Bay Bridge. And if there's got to be fish over there, I guess off Love Point or somewhere north of the bridge on the east side, because there's always a gang of boats over there. So I don't know if they're bottom fishing. I don't know if they're fishing for rockfish or just what they're doing, but. I would assume it's rockfish. Just whether it's doesn't appear to be a chumming thing. It might be. Could be live lining. It could be just bottom fishing for everything else. But let's hear from you. 410 WCBM 680. We got an email here from somebody. Let's see what that is. Could be something. Could be nothing. Hey. Well, there's an interesting question. What do you know about sea robins? I saw them being caught on the Taunton River in Fall River, Massachusetts. They're 12 inches plus in length and are bottom feeders. Have you seen them in this area? Dawn from Stony Beach. Sea robins, absolutely. Matter of fact, anytime you fish on one of the headboats offshore, you can, or not offshore, but inshore, you can count on picking up a sea robin. Sea robin is called a sea robin because of its coloration. Very unusual looking fish. Big, I believe those are pectoral fins that look like wings. And they have little appendages on the end that look like they have bird claws. They're kind of a weird-looking deal. Caught them. I mean, they love, you know, everything you throw, put on the bottom, squid and clams and that type of thing. But yes, I've seen and caught sea robins off of Ocean City. I don't know that there's many sea robins in the Chesapeake Bay. Maybe I think a little more salinity is needed there. I do know that talked to somebody the other day that the bluefish had been running, nice bluefish, the, you know, 3, 4, 5 pounders in Indian River Inlet, and folks are catching those. Some folks are using squid. I would say if you want to catch bluefish at this point, you might want to either throw some shiny spoon out there. But one fellow told me he had great success with them on bloodworms. So there's a thought right there. So I don't, you know, and you could catch almost anything on bloodworms, of course. But Indian River Inlet has got them. So any other questions, email or otherwise? If not, we're going to take a little short break here, and we're going to tell you about our newest sponsor, Merrick Backcountry Dog Food. You know, feed your dogs what dogs used to feed themselves. Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet with grain-free, high-protein kibble, and chunks of real, freeze-dried, raw meat. Backcountry's made in the USA for dogs who love exploring it. Merrick Backcountry. Merrick Backcountry Dog Food. They love the wild as much as you do. So, while we were talking about fishing, let's talk a little bit about the Maryland Fishing Challenge, of course. it's a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service for every recreational fisherman, angler in Maryland. We have to be politically correct. We can't say fisherman anymore. We have to say either fisherman and woman or angler. So let's use angler. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the Chesapeake and all the way into the freshwater lakes and streams of western Maryland, including more than 67 species of fish in really three categories, but let's say five. There's the freshwater, the Chesapeake Bay and tidal, and then there's the Atlantic coast. There's also catch and release and invasive species. And there's even a division connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. Now, you catch a fish of a notable specified size, and you receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, even a collectible Under Armour Heat Gear t-shirt, and even a share of $25,000 in cash. We will tell you more about the cash in a further message. Fish are biting right now all across Maryland. Now is not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. Official rules are online, dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries. You'll find it all right there. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Line-X spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Line-X spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Line-X spray-on bedliner. Liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, summer's the time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips. Summer's the corn on the cob and steamed crabs and fresh tomatoes. Summer is for cold, juicy watermelons. The Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm likes to steam their crabs with corn on the cob for a great family dinner. Now, they don't sell crabs, but when they get them, they take their own tasty sweet corn, throw it in the steam pot, put a little seasoning on there, and oh my goodness, hot corn with crab spice. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great-tasting food, head to Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. That's Papa John's Farm in Severn. They have an enormous produce barn right there on the road. Their own tasty, super sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes are ready. I've eaten both this year, and I love it. There's squash, zucchini, peppers, onions, green beans, cucumbers, mouth-watering cantaloupes, and sweet watermelons. I'm telling you, I ate that watermelon all week long. Didn't have any last night because I ate the whole thing. I did. Big old slice of watermelon right before bed. Man, oh, man. Makes you get up in the middle of the night, but it's worth it. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at Exit 12. That's 8065 New Cut Road in Severn, Maryland. Call 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday, 9 to 7, Sunday, 9 to 6. And that phone number, again, if you want to order your corn, is 410-969-8810. Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right, let's go to Bill over there in Dundalk. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Oh, good morning, sir. Fine.
What's up?
Yeah, it's me a question, will you? Can a regular citizen just go buy a shotgun without going through all that FBI stuff and all?
No.
Hello?
I said no.
Oh, no?
No. When you go to a dealer to buy a shotgun,
mm-hmm.
you're still going to have to fill out a form that says name, address, and you have to answer a bunch of questions. You know, have you been adjudicated crazy? Are you a drug user? Are you a convicted felon? You have to fill out that form, and the dealer has to call it in with your name, address, Social Security number. Now, you don't have to give your Social Security number. It's not required. But I will tell you, give your Social Security number if you want to get the shotgun, because that makes it easier for the FBI to look at your records, of course.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I do every time. You need your driver's license for photo ID.
Okay.
And normally what happens is if you have no criminal background or, you know, there's nothing in your record, You get an approval right away and walk out the door with it.
All right. And that's also worth for a rifle, like a 22?
That's for any long gun.
Long gun.
Yep. And in Maryland, we have what are called regulated firearms, which are some semi-automatic long guns and all handguns. Those are called regulated. So that requires a 10-day waiting period.
10-day for handguns.
10-day for handguns and certain semi-automatic firearms, what they call AR or AK-style, you know, the black rifles, the ones that look like military guns.
Another thing, she was discussing us old-timers. What about black powder?
What about black powder?
The rifle, you know.
Yeah.
When you used to hunt, do you still go through the same process?
Cash and carry.
Oh, cash and carry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. I'll just tell the guys then.
Yeah. Does somebody have a felony conviction that they can't buy a firearm?
Oh no, no, none of that. No.
Right.
We were just sitting around one day talking.
Yeah.
And it popped up. Let me call this guy. Alan.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You ought to know.
I do, as a matter of fact. Yeah. But, no, black powder firearms because, you know, look. You're not going to be doing any rapid fire public threats with a black powder firearm. So no, that's cash and carry.
Right, that'd be more for hunting. You know?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, the newest edition of the you're in Dundalk, right?
Yes.
Now the newest edition of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly is over there at Bluefin's. You know where that is?
Bluefin's on Wise Avenue.
Yeah. You know they moved. They moved across the street a couple months ago.
Okay, we can
go down
there.
Yeah, go down there. And if you're interested in black powder, go down there and get a copy of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and I'll tell you why. The Quarterly has a good article written by Jim Amrine.
You said Jim Amrine?
Well, it looks like we put the wrong writer on there, but you'll see it right there in the magazine on page 12. It's called Black Powder Substitutes. When you look in the magazine, you'll see it says Black Powder Substitutes.
Okay.
It talks about the 777. It talks about the American Pioneer Jim Shockey Gold. It talks about this new powder that somebody asked me about, Blackhorn 209, which I used for the first time last year. I really like it. It's a substitute for the actual real black powder. Okay? So, and all these work well. I prefer the 777, and I really like the Blackhorn if you're going to buy a black powder gun. So that's just a recommendation.
And what's that magazine called, Quarterly? What?
Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
Oh, Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
Quarterly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much,
My
sir.
My pleasure. It's free, too, by the way. The magazine's free.
Okay. Well, I'll tell the gentleman all about that, and we thank you so much, sir.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
See ya. Whoop. There he goes. All right. 410. See, that was nice. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about it. Anything on your mind? Hello. I need some coffee. Boy, that's good. I wish it was caffeinated. I'd feel better, maybe. But it's not, so we'll just take it as a nice, warm drink, and maybe it'll help cut this frog out of my throat a little bit. But what really will help is a phone call, of course, and that's what we're here for. We're talking about, this is talk radio. That means I don't just sit here and talk. That means I have discussions with you. So, hey, have you put your mineral licks out yet? Have you put your mineral sites down? I would have hoped you put them down in February, March. Why early like that? Why February, March? Why do you start a mineral site? Well, it's very simple. The Bucks have a mineral site on your hunting property will help not only does with the milk production, but will help the bucks grow bigger and larger antlers. And it's a lot of times people overlook that. You know, they'll start putting minerals out this time of year, you know, and that helps a little bit, but you really want to get an early start on it. So keep that in mind for next year. But when you are, using your mineral sites. Don't forget to keep them refreshed about every week. It's not just about throwing a, you know, a salt block out there. I mean, deer will eat salt, but that's not what mineral supplements do. And I would, you know, if you want to email me, I'll be more than glad to recommend some minerals that have been highly researched and are very, 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 very good. And I'll let you know where you can get them, too. But, you know, a lot of guys haven't put their trail cameras out yet. A lot of guys haven't. You know, my thing is, if you're going to put a trail camera out, put it out, see what's out there, and then get it out of there, especially a trail camera with a flash. People leave them out, you know, all season long. Yeah, that's okay. But you may only get one shot of that buck. And the reason why is you may spook that buck with a flash camera. And when that camera goes off or the noise of the shutter goes off, you could take one picture of that deer and never see him on your camera again. So put them out now. Take them out when you see what you think you're, you know, what you see, what you want to see. And, of course, everything changes during the rut. Let's talk to Betty in Owings Mills. Hey, Betty, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Alan?
I'm good.
You know, nice. You got my favorite name, Alan, because that's what I named my son.
Ah.
Did you spell yours with an A?
Did you spell it correctly?
I spell it with A-L-A-N.
Oh, you missed an L.
You got two L's.
Yeah, it's A-L-L-A-N. Mm-hmm.
Tell you the truth, I was so woozy when they asked me. I wasn't really ready to give them the correct name.
So you just, whatever popped into your head.
But everybody has two L's.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, my pastor's husband, they have a summer place in Chincoteague, Virginia.
Right.
And their oldest son lives there permanently.
Nice.
And they have two grandsons.
Uh-huh.
And one, the oldest, just turned 12. They were 30 miles out in the water. He caught a 50-pound tuna.
Been there.
And 50 pounds. And I saw the pictures. He came over yesterday and had them on his phone.
Yeah.
And they had it hanging up behind him. He's a little guy, and his younger brother loves hunting, and he loves fishing. And so I said, I've got to call Alan and tell him about that.
That's pretty cool. How old is this young man?
He just turned 12.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It's amazing. He said to his grandfather when they were, it took them an hour to get it in the boat.
Oh, my. Yeah, 12-year-old. It took me at least 30 minutes to catch my 60-pounder. So, yeah, I knew what that
was. Well, he said, Pop, I'm tired. And he said, it's your fish. If you want it, you got to get it in the boat. But they did have to help him.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it made me think of you and the program. And I heard your callers calling you with their grandchildren and they're taking their children, their grandchildren. I thought, what a wonderful thing to do for the society. More people need to do that. Keep some of these children off the streets, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly
it
right.
It really is.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll tell you what, a 50 or 60-pound tuna is a strong, strong fish. Do you know what kind of tuna was? I'm guessing
probably a bluefin,
I would imagine.
He's got it all on his phone. Maybe I can get him to eat you one.
That'd be great.
I said to Pastor, she's the pastor and he's the deacon at the church.
Right.
And I said, well, I'm going to call Alan and tell him about that. Maybe Hunter can eat one up to him and put it in his magazine.
That'd be great, sure.
Lots of pictures.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it makes me, I'm still thinking, Alan, about this. More people need to get out and do these things. It's wonderful what you do with your children. And what about all these young children that age who lost their father in the military?
Absolutely.
Or something?
Yep.
To have someone to take them out?
Yep. There are organizations out there that will do that. That's for sure. And I know we've had Mark Hoke on here with NPLB. Now they concentrate more on the wounded warrior, but you know they try to keep the families involved as well too. So.
Is that the one I heard you talking about where you take a group out?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What is that called?
NPLB. It's if you go online, it's Operation Second Chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see a button there for NPLB, which stands for No Person Left Behind.
Can't talk about online. I've had eye surgery, and I'm not allowed to be online or watch TV.
Good for you. that right there will probably improve your life.
It has.
Not being online.
It has.
Yeah.
Well, you keep up the good work.
Well, thanks, Betty.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. There she goes. 50-pound tuna for a 12-year-old is something else. Let's talk to Ross in Pasadena. Good morning, Ross. How are you?
Pretty good, Alan. I live on Grays Creek in the Pasadena area, right up from Fishbones.
Yeah, sure.
And I usually put two pots out, which I haven't yet because of the reports on crabs.
Yeah.
I've been buying crabs from a truck on Ritchie Highway.
Easy. That's all right. Okay.
And they run $60 a dozen for number ones.
Right.
Any sight in the future about things changing, or are they going to remain the same?
I suspect. Well, here's what I think, and we have Brenda Davis coming up next, who runs the crab program here in Maryland for the Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. She'll be on up the top of the hour. I suspect that we are going to see a major improvement here in the next month. What happens is I think that the weather patterns that we've been experiencing for the last couple of years, you know, we've had these. Now, Maryland got hit pretty hard with this cold winter this year. That's one thing. We got hit with a couple of storms the last several years that were just devastating to what I believe is, you know, I believe that we had, you know, floods in the fall,
right,
in the Chesapeake Bay, and that the crabs were migrating at that time, and they just got washed out into the jet stream, and that's what some of the watermen believe too. But these weather patterns that we've had with these extended cold fronts into May and into June,
now heavy rains,
and the heavy rains have disrupted the mating process.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we also have a lot of threats out there to our crab population. As you may have heard, the cow nose rays are abundant this time of year and seem to be.
Yeah, I heard that on your show.
Yeah, seem to be increasing in numbers, and they will, you know, they're going to feed on anything they can feed on, including immature crabs and soft crabs and things like that. But the good news is, these crabs mating. Ritual mating process has been delayed by these cold fronts. It you know, just shut them down to some degree. So what that does is it brings out a later shed, which brings out a later period of growth for those crabs to be harvested. And we're into this pattern now where the crabs are abundant, more abundant in August, September, and into October.
Right.
But then all the holidays are over except maybe Labor Day. So that's where the dealers are put in a hard place because, you know, they're used to having crabs on Memorial Day and Mother's Day and Father's Day and the 4th of July, and a lot of crabs aren't market size at this point. So that means they got to bring them in from Louisiana, they bring them in from Texas, North Carolina, wherever they can bring a legal crab in from, and of course the price is, and there are not that many of those, and the price just has gone through the roof on these crabs.
So. Yeah, I never buy them on holidays.
No, that's probably a good idea. So.
Well, thanks for the information update, and I want you to know that my wife put me onto your show about 6 years ago.
Wow, great. Glad to hear it. Yeah.
Okay, take care.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Helen and Glen Burnie, sorry, you'll have to wait. We just have to do this break, and I have to talk about our sponsors again, which is how this show stays on the air. I want to tell you about Merrick Backcountry. Merrick Backcountry is the ancestral diet that dogs go wild for. Remember that, ancestral diet. With a mix of exotic proteins and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat, our grain-free recipes made in the USA offer the best nutrition for the dog whose appetite was never domesticated. Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do. You know, Clyde Sports Shop, we talk about fishing and crabbing, has everything you could possibly want for fishing or crabbing, and they're ready to go. They've got five or six varieties of collapsible crab traps. They've got the frozen bait, you know, if you need for crabs. They've got the seasoning. They've got the steamers. They've got the trot lines. They've got the bushel baskets with lids if you need one of those to take out on your boat. So, why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop and check all the crabbing supplies out? Check all the fishing tackle as well. If you need repairs to your rods or reels, they can do that. Just leave your reel with them. They'll clean it up. They'll make sure it's lubricated. They'll make sure all the parts are working and hand it back to you in new and improved condition. Also, as far as fishing rods are concerned, you break the tip off a fishing rod, that can be replaced. They can do that right there. They can wind a new guide onto the fishing rod as well. If you, you know, break one of the eyes off, you can get that fixed. So why not check that out? As far as Clyde Sports Shop is concerned, check them out on the telephone, too. They have a 24-hour fishing hotline. And that phone number is 410-247-3474. That's 3474. 247-FISH is the easy way to remember that. It's on 24 hours a day. You can call them. The phone doesn't ring in the shop. It's all online, and you can just click on there, and there you go. You get the absolute up-to-date fishing report from all over the region. So, why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. And that phone number for real is 242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Online, clydesports.com. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Hey, you like soft crabs? Me too. You know who sheds their own soft crabs? NBS Seafood, 1223 Dorsey Road. Yes, indeed. They have their own tanks. They mix their own salt water. The crabs are, the water's filtered. The crabs are fat and happy and butter soft. And you know what? They're purged, too. That means that all the junk is out of them. So it does make a difference in the taste of your soft crabs. Why not stop by NBS Seafood, 1223 Dorsey Road next to Jim Donnie RV in Glen Burnie, right off 97. They've got no more crawfish, but they do have Maryland crabs. They've got Maryland fish, wild-caught white perch, jumbo shrimp, scallops, fresh crab meat, seafood, and any kind of seafood. And they have the spice to make your seafood taste great. You know, NBS also has Black Angus New York strip steaks for your grill, so you can do surf and turf if you want. That's right. They're open Thursday, Friday, and Mondays, 2 to 7, Saturday from 10 to 7, and Sunday, noon to 5. NBS will accept Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and cash as well. Any questions? Here's that number, 410-271. That's 410-271-3202 for NBS, No Bull Stuff Seafood. That number, 410-271-3202. Oh, I love those soft crabs. Deep fried, sautéed in butter. Don't put too much garlic on them, though. You don't need to. The taste of the crabs will carry that whole dish all the way through. All right. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. show?
Hey, Drive Home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning, Helen. Are you still with us?
Yes.
What can I do for you?
I hope this question is appropriate for your show, but last winter there were approximately 1-inch black clams encrusted on everything everywhere along the shoreline, and I would walk on them, and I've lived here all my life. I've never seen them before. I was wondering, do you know what they are, or are they harmful or foreign?
Good question. I don't know. Black clams.
I'm guessing
you know, there are a variety of mussels that live in the Chesapeake Bay. I don't know if you knew that or not. But just,
oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, there's tons of different kinds of mussels, and I can't name them all. But I'm suspecting that you might be seeing some mussels that are probably not invasive and not harmful.
Oh, good. Okay.
I've not heard anybody sound the alarm for that, but most of them live where you can't see them.
Oh, well, these are absolutely everywhere. You can walk on them.
What part of
I'm sorry.
Where at?
Stony Creek and Glen Burnie.
Okay,
Stony. Off the Patapsco River.
Sure. Okay, I got it. Maybe somebody has a better answer than I do. This is the first I've heard of it, but I would suspect it's probably some type of a mussel that's not an invasive species or something like that. I'll have to check and find out.
But makes you feel better.
Yeah, but if they're only an inch and the shell's only an inch long, I'm going to suspect it's one of these mussels. And we have migrating birds that come into the bay, sea ducks, for example, long-tailed ducks, scoters, surf scoters, and that is what they feed on. They dive to the bottom of the bay and pick those off the bottom.
Oh, well, good.
And,
well,
variety of fish and things feed on the mussels. So, yeah, it's... I know we've got a razor clammer out there that listens, so maybe he can give us a call and tell us what that is. But, no, I'm sorry, this is first I heard about it. Now, what time of year was this?
It was last winter and the year before that.
Okay.
I haven't really noticed any now. Now, when I've been down there on the beach, this time of year.
Right.
And that's really strange. I thought, well, where do they disappear to? Because it was amazing how many they were.
Well, they're a living creature. You know, they'll come in, they'll attach to the structure, and then if they die, the tide will wash the shells away. You know?
Oh, okay.
I'm betting you can probably find shells right there.
Hurting.
Yeah.
Hurting our, natural.
Well, I don't know what you know about bivalves, but bivalves like oysters and clams and that type of thing, they are actually the organisms that filter our bay.
Well, when years ago the Army Corps put chemicals in the water, I was told because there was too much seaweed and it would wrap around the boat motors.
Okay.
And then all the seaweed was gone because there was quite a bit of seaweed here when I was a kid.
Right.
And it's all gone. You know, it's been gone for years and years. So I'm surprised they did that because of that reason. Because don't the
well, we were we listen. We were pretty ignorant for a long time. You know, if it inconvenienced us as people, we tried to get rid of it. You know, and didn't look at the bigger picture. You know, the submerged aquatic vegetation is also very important to. Oxygenating the bay and that type of thing, and we've lost a lot of those beds. So
Well, now I remember when it happened.
Yeah, sure. Well, if you're back, did you say Stony Creek? Yeah, there's not many marinas or anything back there, are there?
Oh no, but years when I was a kid, I mean, there was beaches of people and bands playing. You know, there's a lot of beaches around here.
Sure. Well, I think when I was a kid back, come down here during the 60s, I think Stony Creek was one of the areas where my uncle had his boat docked. And I remember crabbing off the pier and that type of thing.
Yeah, so, it was a lively place.
Exactly. Buddy. People on their boats, enjoying the weekend and that type of thing. So,
it's all changed.
Yes, it has. All right, well, I appreciate the call, Helen. I don't think you got anything to worry about, but we'll see what we can find out.
All right. Well, I love your show. I listen every Saturday.
Well, thanks, Helen. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
There she goes. I think that's what it is. I wish I could remember the names of those mussels. I might have mentioned this a little while ago about the sea ducks. You know, at the Tucson Wildlife Research Center, we did a TV show there when I was with Bass Pro Shops and went and actually studied those. Well, they study sea ducks, and they have these huge columns of water, clear tanks of water that they built. And I think they're 15 feet or something like that high. And what they do is they put this grid of different foods at the bottom of these tanks, and it's different mussels and different species of mussels and that type of thing. And they put the sea ducks in the top. They have every type of sea duck there in pens. They bring the sea ducks in. They put them up on top of these columns, and these sea ducks will dive down to the bottom of these tanks to get the mussels. And after a certain period of time, the research project was they wanted to see what these animals preferred. So after a certain period of time, they'd take the long-tailed ducks and dive them. They'd take the scoters and dive them. They'd take the, you know, white-winged scoters and dive them. They'd take the surf scoters and dive them. And they'd take these grids, knowing what was in each grid and how many. They'd dive the ducks. Then they'd pull the grid. Then they'd count what the ducks ate. And if they ate, you know, more of X type of mussel, they would, you know, mark that down. If they ate less of this type of mussel, they'd mark that down, and they would say, okay, every grid has a particular food in it, so this is what these birds preferred today. And overall, after I guess years of research, you learn to find out that, you know, surf scoters eat a certain type of mussel, and long-tailed ducks eat another type of mussel, and that type of thing, and they prefer A over B and B over C and that type of thing. Tremendously informative. So I have to check and see if that is still there at the Patuxent Wildlife Research Center. And by the way, do you know that at Patuxent, down there in Laurel, that is the world headquarters for bird banding? Bird banding. That's right. Putting little bands on the claws of birds. And when you go to that facility, if they let you in, we of course doing a television show, they have bird bands from everything from hummingbirds to condors. And that's where all the waterfowl bands are originated. And when you call the duck band hotline, that's who you reach. And they can go back and check where every band has, that's where every band is issued for every bird in the U.S., and particularly federally regulated migratory birds, ducks and geese, all species, all across the USA, all across the world, really. And you can track that particular, that's why you can track that number down when you happen to harvest a duck or a goose with a band on it. And that's what they'll tell you. You get a nice little certificate you can print out. I've got several of them. And they can tell you where bird was banded and what the date was and what the location was and that type of thing. It's very, very cool. Very cool system. So it's all run right here in Maryland. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Looks like we have time for one more phone call, maybe, if you get in here quick. But right now it's time for me to tell you about Merrick Backcountry. Merrick Backcountry, for dogs whose taste buds are still wild. We add chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat to grain-free high-protein kibble. Made in the USA with no ingredients from China, Merrick Backcountry is the ancestral diet preferred by dogs who prefer the outdoors. Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you. Hey, do you like to fish in Maryland? You like winning prizes like cash, a boat, a fishing trip, equipment? No strings attached. It's simple. Just fish to win in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. 67 species across Maryland, from east to west, north to south. Win cash and prizes for fishing in your favorite Maryland fishing spot. $25,000 is up for grabs. $6,000 in each of the three regions across Maryland. That's the title division, the non-title division, and the Atlantic. Chesapeake Bay is included in the title, of course. Master anglers. If you catch a award-sized fish and a award-sized fish from, let's say you go to Deep Creek and you catch a Citation bluegill, and then you go to the Chesapeake Bay and you catch an angler award-sized white perch. Then you go off the Atlantic coast and you catch an award-sized flounder, black sea bass, whatever, or even a shark. You can win, you qualify as a master angler, and you could win up to $2,000 in cash. You're automatically entered. So there's also $5,000 coming in random cash drawings at the Maryland Fishing Challenge finale event. You catch and keep invasive species of any size, and you qualify for a special prize drawing. It's a Maryland Fishing Challenge, dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries. Go fish. I think that does it for us as far as the commercials are concerned. But a word about our sponsors. I see each of our sponsors each and every month, at least. I personally go to our sponsors for service, like W&W, Tire and Auto Service. I've got a new catalytic converter coming for the truck, and they've been servicing the truck ever since it's been out of warranty. And they take good care of my truck. It keeps me on the road. It's got 182,000 miles on it, my 2011 F-150. And, parts wear out. So where do I go? W&W Tire and Auto Service. I have a Line-X spray-on bed liner that was done by Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie. Those folks also help with the Maryland Hunting Coalition and sponsor that as well with prizes and things like that for drawings. I go to Clyde Sports Shop. I do. I participate in the Maryland Fishing Challenge, although I have not gotten an angler award in a long, long time. So when you hear about things on this Outdoorsman radio show, rest assured that, I shop at Fishbones. I get produce at Papa John's. Battery Warehouse. If I need a battery, that's where I'm going, Battery Warehouse. So I do interact with my sponsors, and when I tell you something's good, it's good. And I just want to let you know that we like to take care of our sponsors here like they take care of us. I don't eat the dog food. No, I don't. I've got some dog food coming for the dog. They assured me that there's a bag of dog food coming. And I'll tell you what, right now, Maisie is on solid gold. Hey, listen, if this Merrick backcountry is better and she likes it, I'm switching. I'll ask her. I'm sure she'll tell me. All right. We need one more coffee slurp before we get out of here. Oh, that's good. All right. Well, folks, I hear the music. I hear the banjos. And we're not taking a float trip. So listen, you have a great weekend if you have to leave us, but we'll be back more with more of the Outdoors and Radio Show after the news. Brenda Davis coming up, talk about crabs in the Chesapeake Bay. If you got to leave us now, get out, stay safe.